This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere. And that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you. Once again, it's time for Last Week in AWS Security Edition. This one's kind of wild. A security researcher reported a potential account compromise vector to Azure way back in 2021, the beginning of that year. Azure did their usual stonewall/minimize/ignore things for ages. The details of the vulnerability, while technical, demonstrate that there wasn't a lot of attention paid during the design phase to security. Azure's poor response is sadly par for the course. I'm left wondering just how many more multi-year-old reports are still stocking up back and forth between the researcher and Azure. You don't want your customers wondering that, folks. I also once again want to draw your attention to the open source AWS Survival Kit. It alerts you when a relatively short list of events occur. I run it myself and even have contributed code to the effort, so you know it's probably busted. I mean, it's gonna be great. AWS has a couple of interesting points as well. How to visualize IAM Access Analyzer policy validation findings with QuickSight. Though I dislike QuickSight, I think that it's important to have tools like the IAM Access Analyzer be able to display its findings in formats that aren't basically CSV file dumps. The business needs to understand risks, and there's a reason that charts make so many appearances in PowerPoint presentations. They distill information down into something digestible, at least when applied well. Updated ebook, protecting your AWS environment from ransomware. AWS's updates are good. This ebook remains fine, I guess. Some of it's not particularly practical. Immutable infrastructure that humans cannot log into is a pipe dream for a lot of shops. That said, it's worth perusing. It's not that long. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring, who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on two or three different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. And from tools and tips, I've got, one of each for you. ChatGPT is all the rage, and of course, here's CloudGPT to analyze AWS policies for vulnerabilities. That said, remember what ChatGPT is. Frequently, not only wrong, but confidently so. Tread carefully. And Scott Piper has a great tip for us this week. Think of the vendors/partners who have roles in your AWS account. Check the CloudTrail logs for that role that they're assuming and see who's properly using roles for this versus who's using long-term API credentials. Because that latter case poses a significant risk to your environment if those credentials go a-leakin'. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.